fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. Top shelf fantasy fans out there. We're technically in our new season. So I believe this is season 7, episode 1. But more importantly, it's podcast 338. March 5th, 2026. And we are getting into free agency, which the tampering period starts next Monday, I believe. And signings start next Wednesday, which I don't get why they even do a tampering period because it doesn't matter. It's the exact same thing anyway. So before that time frame, you kind of want to get on here and maybe, you know, predict some landing spots. I know in years past we kind of did like prediction episodes per position, but I feel like it's not as deep as it was in years past with like RBs 2 years ago, you know, the Derrick Henry, Saquon Barkley, Josh Jacobs, and then the quarterbacks this year kind of, I wouldn't say abysmal, but nothing close to the top tier. Then wide receivers, you got Alec Pierce, which is like in most agency classes, he's probably pretty low, but in this one, he's getting it paid. It's a great time to be a free agent.
Yeah, it's like, usually you see like a couple of the top tier, like upper echelon guys. You really don't have that at the wide receiver position, at least. So at least the guys that may be in that tier are like very much on the older side. So it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out. You know, we got some decent names out there and some decent movement. But like you said, the tampering period being separate from the regular free agency period, I don't understand the point. I'd love to get in a room with Roger Goodell and just be like, why are we doing it this way? Like, it's not 1975. Everybody's communicating quickly. Like, they're hopping on Zoom calls. Their tampering is the same as their free agency negotiations. Like, move it along. But whatever. I don't make those decisions.
Yeah, and you can't tell me there's on tampering before the tampering period. Right. Like, when guys sign at 12:01 p.m., it's like, all right. Like, come on. Like, that's...
But they've all been talking. They're on Instagram with each other. They're chit-chatting left and right. They were at the Pro Bowl together. They're going on vacations. They, like... We're not like this, you know, older style league where teams were like, were their teams and stayed separate from the rest of the league and like had hostility with other teams. And it just doesn't exist anymore. They're all buddies. So, yeah, the tampering starts before the previous season ever ended. As soon as your team's eliminated from contention, you start talking about, like, hey, where might I play next year?
Yep, exactly. All right, do you want to go over the franchise tag amounts since you put those in there?
Yeah, just a quick rundown for franchise tag figures. Quarterbacks, $43.895 million, so might as well call it 43.9. Might as well call it 44. Running backs, $14.29 million. Wide receivers, $27.3 million. Tight ends, $15 million. Offensive linemen don't matter. Defensive linemen, the rest of these don't matter. But the big ones, right? So quarterbacks are getting really hit pretty hard at nearly $44 million. Running backs, I mean... 14 and a quarter is pretty high for a running back in this day and age. You know, that's explains why a lot of these running backs aren't catching the tag this year. Kind of informs that decision. Then wide receivers at 20, just over 27. That's a little bit more feasible or you know, more doable for a lot of teams, I think. Just
which is so crazy. Just like thinking 5 years ago, like the Christian Kirk getting 17 mil a year. Like, oh, how overpaid is that? And it's just insane now. Like, the salary cap goes up. Like, you just said 27 mil for a wide receiver isn't that bad. It's fucking crazy. Like,
mean,
It's not bad, but it's insane what it's become.
like it was a few years ago when what Christian Kirk got $22 million a year.
No, it was like, I just said it was like
Well,
17,
that was him at 17. So yeah,
or the
so
Kenny Galladay getting 18
well,
6 years ago was outrageous. And
outrageous. Everybody's like, he's never gonna. He's, you know, this is gonna be the worst contract of all time. And then
it's
I
it
guess.
still was a bad one, yeah,
So
but
yeah, well, he never put it on the field. At least Kirk had some years for him. But it's not only just these figures, but like the salary cap in general, right? It's gonna be 300, over 300 million this year. Like it just goes up every single year after year after year. And at some point, they need to just not increase the cap, right? The cap's the cap. Play at 300 million. Why? What does it matter? Make these guys just play within that ballpark, and don't keep inflating the salaries. But
Yeah, because it's not like you can be like, oh, cool, the salary cap increases, I can get more guys. No, guys are going to come to you and say, hey, it increased. Now I want, if I'm 15% of the team's salary, it goes up. I want to be 15% of the team's salary still. So up me from 25 to 28 or
exactly.
whatever it is. Like, you're just only increasing this stuff. And if it ever goes down, these teams, which, I don't know. It usually doesn't go down.
Yeah, I couldn't even
But
tell you the last year it went down.
yeah, I mean, usually these kind of things go up. It's like your taxes. They're never going to go down. they're only going to go up. I just had to put a political thing in there because our buddy Kyle did not join us tonight. But yeah, I mean, we'll get to the tags. Person that was not tagged was Ken Walker, the MVP of the Super Bowl. This isn't surprising. It's more surprising that we haven't really heard much of like a long-term deal. I know they're also working with Sam Darnold as well because they got to, up him because he just won. And then they got to save money for JSN in a year because he's going to cost, at that point, what, $40 million a year? $45 million a year?
I mean, yeah, with the way
He's
these
right
contracts are
there
going,
with Jason Jefferson, so.
and
And
then
they're
you
at
put the
40.
defensive backs, they'll be looking to sign long term as well.
Oh
Like,
yeah, the cheap rookie deals they got there, yeah.
they're getting so much production out of their young players on good salaries, which is why they have a really good team. And the hard part of it is keeping the crew together. So Ken Walker, certainly great player, looked fantastic in the Super Bowl, but at 14 plus million, not necessarily a priority for them. So I
And it sucked that he looked good in Super Bowl, because
It
if
hurt.
Charbonnet did not. He's looking at, 9 mil, 10 mil for 3 years, team friendly deal. But it he just showed like, hey, this is what I am, guys. League on the.
Don't know where he's gonna land. I mean, somebody will probably overpay him. I wouldn't be surprised to see him leave Seattle. I think Seattle should keep him, especially like you said, with the Charbonnet uncertainty. It's not even uncertainty. Like, we know he's not gonna be ready for week one. So they need to keep
Yeah.
Walker, but I don't see a world where it happens if they're looking to the future. Unless they just said, screw it, we're gonna pay him this year, we'll restructure, or we'll just lose him in the future, and it is what it is. We're trying to win again, trying to go back to back.
Yeah. And like at the end of the day, it's like, why would they get rid of him? He's the MVP. Like, I get that on paper. But with the money involved, with the team you got to pay, like, we kind of always say, like, RB is probably not the most important position on a team. I mean, him being the MVP and Super Bowl is a rarity for a running back. And again, it's like, oh, we lose him. It sucks. They won a fucking Super Bowl. They got a ring. They're good. For 10
Goal
years.
accomplished.
Their goal accomplished. If you lose next year, hey, we still fucking won. Like, teams do it. Like,
Really do think the mentality for a lot of these like successful franchises is just, yeah, Ken Walker was great. He won the MVP, but whoever we put back there is going to run through the same holes we create as long as we pay our offensive linemen to create those holes. And we'd rather spend the money on them and let anybody else do it. We'll draft another rookie, use them up, and then never pay the position. It's just the way the league is gone, and unless you have those super upper echelon guys like Saquon who got paid, or Derrick Henry when he got paid, like I don't even want to knock Ken Walker because I love Ken Walker. I think he is almost in that tier, but he's not a just give it to him and let him do everything by himself kind of guy. He needs a good offensive line, he needs some help, he needs a good scheme and system to work. it's not Saquon who's going to, you know.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Break 16 tackles on his own every single time he touches the ball.
Yeah, it's like, all right, future, who do you pay? JSN or Ken Walker? It's JSN every day of the week. And twice on Sunday.
He keeps your franchise quarterback and Sam Darnold as a viable option when you're paying him $40 million a year as well.
Yeah, like, it's fucking crazy.
You know, two guys eating up $80 million of your $300 million salary cap. We're talking about a lot of money.
George Pickens got tagged by Dallas. This is not shocking. This is pretty much of a known. They're going to be working on an extension, but I think they didn't want to lose him after trading for him last year. There's no point to trade for him and then be a one and done, especially coming off a very productive year in Dallas. So
I think it was a career year, if I read that correctly.
It's got to be. I mean, fantasy is what, wide receiver 4 or 5. So, yeah, it's good for
Dallas. Beat reporters say that there are already rumblings that Pickens will not show up and will not play without a long-term deal. So
then his career is over.
Yep.
So, I mean, pick your poison, because that doesn't work anymore. And if, for them, it's like, yeah, you were great, but I mean, we still CeeDee Lamb and we'll find someone else.
Like, normally I say that logic prevails, but I think Pickens is a bit of like a loose cannon enough that he would be the type to hold out. So.
He would, yeah, and he would destroy his career doing so. But it's like hey.
He might be the combination of like youngest and most talented to hold out that we've seen in a while. I mean, I know Ja'Marr Chase threatened it, but he never really did.
He threatened it 2 years before his contract was up, too. You can't do that. Come on. Yeah, I mean, for Pickens, it's like, yeah, I'm gonna sit out, but like, it's also $27 million fucking dollars. Like,
right,
take the tag. It's pretty good.
A lot of money to snub your nose at because you want, you know, longer or, you know, more years and more guaranteed dollars.
It's like, just hard. It's like, do you pay him in? CeeDee Lamb is two top five wide receivers in the league. Like, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And then you have no defense
to go around. I mean, we saw CeeDee not have the best year of all time this year. I mean, he didn't have a bad year by any means, but it's a lot of money to be paying two guys that kind of money at the same position.
Yep. Yep. Breece Hall tagged by the Jets.
I think everybody saw it's coming. I mean, I know we had some shock.
People had shock. Like, F the Jets.
Yeah.
Like, why would the Jets let this guy walk for nothing? Now you can tag him and trade him to someone. You can tag him, work out a negotiation, then trade him to someone. Like, you can't let this guy walk. Like, at the very least, like, oh, we'll tag him. We'll send him out for a third.
Right. When you look at it from a fantasy perspective, too, I keep saying, like, good. Now we know that his value is going to be the same that it's been. You know, like, he's not going to get a massive uptick in production no matter where he goes. And then flip side, most of the places that you could pitch that were feasible options for him to land are going to be worse for him. He's going to see less touches. He's going to be less involved in the offense. I see this as a bad thing from a fantasy perspective, other than I think that he still might move. But the tag to me was always expected and the right move for both sides. And, I mean, we've seen running backs toil away in terrible situations for their entire careers. It's not like this is unprecedented, especially on the Jets. We've seen people – we saw plenty of players just toil away in New York specifically. So, I don't know. Didn't surprise me. Doesn't surprise me that he's – we haven't heard anything about him being upset about it. He just was like, yeah, cool, tag, great, awesome.
Like, yes. Yeah, I think he's like, yeah, I'm here. Cool. Like, it is what it is, like, 14 mil for a back. It's great. And I think with our Ardman saying, of course, they're going to keep him. Like, why not? And then everyone's like, well, why didn't Seattle tag Ken Walker and then trade him? It's like, because Seattle doesn't have the money to do it. Because it's like, it's a chess game. Jets tag him. They don't trade him. They keep him. They have the money to do so. Seattle's like, oh, we'll tag you. They can't move him. Like, shit. We can't afford the tag, actually.
Then the Seahawks hamstring themselves as they look to maybe make another Super Bowl run.
Exactly.
The Jets hamstring themselves. Cool.
Who gives a shit? It's 1 year.
It's great. We're trying to lose.
Yep. Kyle Pitts is tagged from the Falcons, $15 million a year. Such a weird career, but like right now it's like, damn, it's getting paid $15 million. Like, 2 years ago, you would think he's not done, but like, God, it just like, and even last year, I mean, he finished what, tied in two, I think,
That's
but
right.
that came up like two massive games at the end, like two games.
And again, like I get it from like he's still young, he still has promise, he looks good, and from time to time he looks really, really good. You don't want to lose him. You don't want to lose him for nothing, especially where you drafted him. But
Yeah, he's a
$50
freak
million is a
athlete.
lot to
Like,
pay. We just saw TJ Hawkinson kind of get the same money. He got a longer deal, but same money and sucked. So I don't know. But it's a 1 year kind of stopgap. Maybe they sign him to a longer contract in the future. Maybe he looks good this year. Maybe he stinks and they don't. I think a lot of that's going to be dictated by Michael Penix and his recovery, but we'll talk more about him later, I'm sure.
yeah.
It's an interesting one for a team in Atlanta that kind of looked like they could make a run last year, and maybe they're thinking that they can again, but there's still a lot of
They
pieces
need a
there.
quarterback and
Yeah,
a
they need a
healthier team.
stud contender.
Yep. Few trades that happened. Houston trades for David Montgomery from Detroit. Dallas brought this up to me the other day, saying Mixon just now had surgery.
That was like February, like I don't know, 11th or something like that, or
Which
February.
is I'm guessing that's a second surgery because I think it's rehab. I thought it was rehabbing last year, so this has to be a second one, which is bad. Like that's a That's you don't want to have two surgeries in a time frame where you haven't touched a field. That is
Right.
just scary. So his future is unknown. I mean, I'm sure he's gonna be cut. There's no way they're gonna pay him that. Like he got a 3 year contract, but 3 year contracts in the NFL are usually 1.5 years. Not like it's two, but like one or two. Like, and his thing was the guarantee was two, and we'll get to Stefanski too. The
Yeah,
guarantee was
I
just
was just gonna
one
say
year
if you're gonna
deal.
talk about this with Steph,
Yeah. And it's Wes Welker's entire career. Massive contracts. $60 million, but he only got paid eight because like, yeah, you're done. So yeah, the Mixon thing sucks. I mean, he looked so good his first year in Houston. Massive reason why they made the playoffs, like really helped with the team when CJ Stroud sucked, like carried the team to the playoffs. So it sucks to see him like that because I mean I know you're a big Mixon guy. I like Mixon a lot. It just sucks to see him coming off of a huge year 2 years ago and then maybe not ever playing again.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. But if you're a Montgomery owner, which I am in a couple leagues, I like this news, right? I didn't like
Massive.
things were going in Detroit. I mean, Gibbs is obviously the top dog there. So Monty going over to Houston and really competing with like the likes of Woody Marks, the corpse of Nick Chubb if he decides to head back there, and Joe Mixon, who apparently is, I don't think he's going to be ready for the start of the season, if at all. So
Yeah, and I and he's got to be a cut guy because they can save like tw
it's a
12
lot
mil.
save,
So
yeah.
it's like you can't just say, "Hey, we paid you 12 last year. You didn't touch the field. Like we
Like
gave you that honor to just keep
exactly.
paying you." So it's like either take the vet min or not play ever again. Like that's kind of the thing.
And like Montgomery goes into a situation where he should be on the field as probably the primary back. I mean, Woody Marks looks okay, but
Yeah, but
he's
he can't
not.
stay healthy. And I think it's a good thing for Woody Marks, not fantasy wise, but I mean, in fantasy, you'd have w Woody Marks and he's leaves the field every single game. Sometimes he comes back, sometimes he does not. So, I mean, it will help him NFL wise that he's not built to be a every down back. Not m many players are, but Montgomery is a early down back, letting Woody Marks do the third down stuff here and there and I think that's a good fit for Houston, and they need that run game more than ever.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Just as a no, no.
Yeah, he
Joke.
needs he
Joke.
needs to figure it out, because you can't put all the blame on the offensive line and the pass protection and blah, blah, blah. I mean, Montgomery's a good pass pro guy himself, so that might help. But
Yep.
yeah, they need something, and hopefully Monty helps.
Yep. Great spot for him. Buffalo trades for DJ Moore today, from Chicago. I think it's a win for both teams. I know a second round pick was sent to Chicago. Chicago sent a fifth and Moore to Buffalo. I mean, we even after a great season as a for the Bears as a team last year, he was still like pouty, kind of like, I'm not getting the ball. It's like, well, every time we're forcing it to you, it's, interceptions, and it's we're losing games. And I mean, he made some fantastic game-winning catches at the end of the year and in the playoffs too. So he's a good player, but he's good when he's trying. And I feel like
That's it,
I
exactly.
watch the games and I'm like, dude, why'd you stop that route? Like, if you go that route, that's a touchdown. Now it's a pick six. Like, and you're not going back to tackle the guy either.
His talent, undeniable. His effort, very questionable.
Yeah. And if he goes to Buffalo and gets Josh Allen there, and Josh Allen is a wide receiver, he hasn't had one since Stephon Diggs. I know you can say you like Shakir if you want, but he is not a one by any means. I think he's a fantastic three, a good two. But the Keon Coleman drama shit there, it's like they had to get someone in there. And I think DJ Moore fits that
Yeah,
team
the
very
problem
well.
for me with DJ Moore, like I like the pairing of him and Josh Allen. I think DJ Moore can do a lot of stuff on the football field. I think he's a fantastic wide receiver. I like him leaving Chicago as well to open up the fantasy prospects for the Luther Burden, Roma Dunze, even Clemson Loveland to some extent. I love all that. Him going to Buffalo, linking up with Josh Allen, I like it in theory if they can get on the same page, connect. But you've seen Buffalo wide receivers not get on the same page with Josh Allen. You've seen them pout. I don't know that we don't see the same pouting from DJ Moore again in this location. And on top of that, him and Shakir play a lot of the same style of route running. It's almost like the Bills want to be like the Tom Brady Patriots, where it's intricate route running over the middle, a lot of slot work. And I don't know that Josh Allen's built to play that game. You've seen him have a lot more success opening up the arm and bombing it downfield and
You
stuff.
want a deep guy. They got to get a deep guy. They just got to get a deep guy.
DJ Moore still got some wheels, but like, is he your burner? Is he a big body, like speed? I don't know. Like Alec Pierce would be a guy I'd love to see team up with Josh Allen. I'd watch that all day long. But
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like you said, on paper looks good. We'll see. Anthony Richardson permission to seek a trade. I haven't heard anything since last week, so I know he's linked to the Vikings, which is every other quarterback, which just shows how much they just do not want JJ McCarthy. So that's Anthony Richardson maybe going to the Vikings, and I mean, I don't know if that's a improvement or not.
I don't see the upside for him either. Like, he's clearly leaving Indy because he wants to play. If he goes there, he has to compete with JJ McCarthy no matter what. And
Yeah, but no matter where he goes, he's gonna have to compete. I
but
feel
I
like
would rather
maybe not the
see
Jets or something, but I don't want to see him in the Jets because I
say he
do.
went to like Arizona to fill the Kyler Murray expected void, or if he's not officially released, he should be released any day now. Like, he could compete with Jacoby Brissett, which I'd love. Like,
Yeah,
I don't really
who's also on
head to head,
the
but
trade block for the
maybe you could
Arizona.
also see, like, maybe, Richardson sits there for a year. Brissett kind of plays that bridge quarterback and,
Yeah, I mean,
area where he starts.
if Richardson's gonna sit somewhere for a year, like go to Buffalo, go to Kansas City, like do the whole what Sam Darnold did, do what Baker did,
Pittsburgh's not a bad option.
like do that, like or go to San Fran. I don't know,
Go
Rams. I'm
somewhere
just
where you can
thinking
not
like
only
a
turn from the quarterback
good.
but the coach.
Yeah, you don't have to be the backup. You can be the third option, but like learn from these great coaches. Because that's why Sam Darnold's a starter now.
Yeah, don't throw yourself into the Browns thinking, "Oh, I can beat these guys."
You
You're gonna instantly.
can, but you're still not going to want to play with that team.
Right.
Like, can you imagine R Richardson, Shedeur Sanders, and Gabriel competition? Like, just like such a laughing stock.
Like at
And
that point, I'm going to send my resume and be like, "Hey, I also have a
you know what? Just signed Trey Lance too. We'll have a
burner."
huge, huge, horrible first round pick battle. And Zach Wilson in there too. A couple of releases. I'll just hammer through these. Tyreek Hill released from the Dolphins makes sense. That was a salary dump. Aaron Jones will be released from the Vikings, another salary dump. Kirk Cousins will be re released from the Falcons. That's a salary dump. We thought maybe they would rework something because of the Penix injury, and Cousins looked pretty good last year. I mean, if I'm Kyle Pitts, I want Cousins there because he made him very, very good. But he'll find a new team. James Conner is expected to be released by the Cardinals. I haven't heard much of this since last week. So I don't know if that's still a thing, but I guess it makes sense. They're releasing Kyler and they're putting Jacoby on, the trade block. It sounds like they might just punt this year, which kind of sucks because you have pretty good offensive players and
A lot of guys are going to take a big hit if Trey McBride and Marvin Harrison Jr. and even Michael Wilson to some extent,
Michael Wilson,
Larry
yeah.
Johnson still there. Like guys that you drafted or picked and think that, or thought that they were going to really contribute to your teams. And they're just, if this all goes how it looks like it's setting up, they could be irrelevant. And I get it. Like they're so far away from competing in a very, very tough NFC West, but like
It's a very hard NFC West.
that's.
And the quarterback class isn't great this year. So, I mean, you're going to see some teams just punt it, which, I mean, if you don't have a shot, you might as well punt it and get the future. Stephon Diggs released by the Patriots yesterday. Sucks. Not shocking, but sucks. I mean,
I think we kind of talked about this as soon as he signed the contract. We were like,
oh,
okay,
we said it's a 1 year deal. Yeah.
27 million. Okay. Like, I'm not paying it.
Yeah, 3 for 69 was the deal for guaranteed 20. But I don't even know if he got the, I think he got 10 out of that or 19.
Something like that.
19 out of that, yeah. And of course, if he survived to next week, he would have got a 60 or $6 million guaranteed. I'm like, dude, come on, he played for fucking cheap. At least give him that. But I mean, his salary cap was like 21 this year. That's not bad at all. Like, I would have taken that all, but like, you can
It's
get
not
him.
bad in for the Patriots who have the space, like they're not hurting for cap spaces. I know they want to make some moves, but like right now they're not hurting for cap space. And now, I guess it gives you more flexibility, but we just talked about it not being a super strong wide receiver class. So what do we need the flexibility for? We need people on the field. I mean, I guess it's probably a sign that they believe in Booty, but I don't know. I
I
like
don't know
the digs there. I thought he was
if
great for the
you,
locker room. I thought he was great in
yeah,
general.
if you're a Pats fan and you see Booty as your one, you're fucking pissed. And he's not a one by any means. I like the guy, but that is abysmal to do to Drake May.
This is where things get lost, right? Like you can be an outside deep threat without being a number one. People just go, dude, he caught all those deep balls. He's like gonna be
And
nasty.
he had like 39 receptions
Yeah, it's
last
like
year. Like
you need.
Kyle Williams had seven. Like these. These guys don't take that big of a jump. Like Kyle Williams isn't going to be a 100-yard, 1,000 receiver. I mean, 100 catches, 1,000-yard receiver. He's not. Like no one takes that jump. But they've never have. They never will. I'm pissed.
What, and you're not asking Mac Hollins to become something he's not
No,
even like.
because he's got a block and he's 33 years old, 34. So
Yeah, 34, I think, by the time next season starts.
he just. All right, some signings. Javonte Williams re-signs with Dallas.
Good.
The 3 year deal. I think it's 8 a year. I think it's a solid deal. He proved it last year. I mean, it's good to see him healthy. Five years ago, he looked at to be as a top five RB in the league, trending that way. Then he got hurt. Takes a year of course, to rehab and then get back. So glad to see the guy get paid. He's a good player. Jalen Coker tendered by Carolina, so he'll get paid the vet min, which I think it's pretty unfair because I think he's a good player. But he'll have to wait another year to even make what's a vet min? It's like 1.75,
2.3.
0.3. God, which is like sign me up.
Yeah,
But like
right. Yeah,
for
for
Coker,
us,
it's
it's like, yeah, please. For them, they're like,
yeah.
you can pay my bills.
For like Coker, it's like, yeah, you got tech there, but I mean by the end of the year when he came back from injury, it was like, all right, it was him and Tet. And Leggett was kind of like, the third option. So I think Cooper's a great player. I think it's kind of unfair to say, hey, we have the option to tender you for shit money. We're gonna do it.
Yeah, it is a brutal spot to be, but
Especially if he has a great year.
yeah, that's probably the right call. Like, let's see how he
Yeah.
plays this year. We don't
But
have
like
to him or whatever.
pay him 8 mil a year for 3 years. Like
Yeah.
if he has a good year, he's getting paid 20. Like the jump is so massive for wide receivers.
And I do think you hit on something there with Leggett too. Like that team is falling out of favor with Leggett pretty quickly. I think they're a little bit upset with his production and lack of growth. So
They can't hit on these wide receivers with Leggett, Terrace Marshall a couple years ago, like, but no, they'll hit on like a undrafted guy like Jane Cover though. That's fine.
hitting on Tet McMillan will definitely ease some of that pain for them, though. They're like, yeah, no, we got
Yes.
him. He looks every bit as advertised.
Yep. Great player. Some news injuries. We had Dallas Goedert likely moving on in Philly, which isn't shocking. I think we talked about this the other day. I don't know where he'd go. That would be an upgrade. I mean, in this offense, he's a tight end monster. So I think it's one of those things like Breece Hall, like, oh, like he's not going to stay there. Like, cool. Like, where's he going to go? It's going to be awesome. It's not. Like, his best spot is to stay in Philly.
Yeah, I don't see him having as good of a season this year as he's had in the past. Trying to think of like
He's
other offense.
31 too. I mean,
He's
he's
like Cincy, but like, okay.
but like it's great, but like
Yeah, and then you go
you
beat
have these Chase
congratulations.
and Higgins, like you're only this good in Philly because they aren't using AJ Brown. And so you're gonna say, oh, okay, Bucks need a tight end. But they have all these wide receivers. Like there's just not a place to go that's like, oh, this is gonna make sense.
Go to like Denver, you can block with the likes of Denver.
Denver's a good spot. Yeah, it's been,
Evan
yeah.
Ingram is really great, so like there's opportunity there, but you're still competing. I mean, he's right now it's him and Grant Calcaterra. Cool, like that's what you want. You want to be the only tight
Great, great name drop. I'm just
end.
like, I don't know how are you gonna pronounce that, but nice job. AJ Brown trade talks heating up. I know, of course, Patriots are a huge team. I think it's the Pats and Eagles are the two teams right now. Pats and Eagles, Pats and Eagles,
Ravens.
Pats and Baltimore.
Yeah, Ravens, I was gonna say.
Ravens. Well, Eagles, you fucking idiot. Of course they are. He plays for them right now. I'm a genius, man. Yeah, Baltimore, Patriots, top two teams. I mean, I know AJ Brown's a drama queen, and in my mind, like, I don't want that. I want that. End of the day, Diggs got cut. If you get a guy like AJ Brown, that's a huge win. Because like, I don't want to see the Patriots do nothing. If they cut him and they're for AJ Brown, sure, sign me up. Don't love the guy. Skill wise, unreal. I'll take it. It's a win.
Yeah, and I mean, if AJ Brown wants to be the guy, then the Patriots make sense for him, right? If he goes to Baltimore, he's competing with Zay Flowers, and DeAndre Hopkins said he wants to go back to Baltimore for another year. So,
Yeah, well, like, yeah,
he's not really the threat
but
that AJ Brown's,
yeah, but even like he's gonna get pissed at the games where Rashad Bateman goes 3 for 60 and two touchdowns because they will love him in the red zone. Not last year, but you know, in the previous years. But like, yeah, a run heavy team with a running quarterback that already has a guy in Zay Flowers who has looked very promising. I mean, at this point, you would probably say Zay Flowers over AJ Brown skill wise, or
If you're doing a startup like Dynasty
but
Draft,
yeah, but AJ Brown doesn't think that.
yeah, no, not at all. AJ Brown is like, I'm still the wide receiver.
And then you don't, and then they got hit the contract. You know, can't extend Zay, and then AJ Brown gets pissed and leaves anyways. And now you're, oh, again, now I got no one. So yeah, I mean, I think the Patriots would be the best fit fantasy wise for AJ Brown. Wan'Dale Robinson, slim chance he returns to the Giants. Disappointing because I think him and Neighbors pair very well together when they're on the field. They both do two different things, but I love Wan'Dale Robinson. He's linked to the Titans, and that kills me.
So bad.
That just kills me. Like, how do the Titans keep on doing this every year? It's like they're going to come out of the woodwork out of nowhere and just sign a guy like they always do it. Like out of nowhere, just for a shitload of money, and it doesn't work out. Like, stop going there, guys. Like, your team was bad before, and then like, I mean, I don't think Cam Ward is bad, but I don't think he's like he proved himself to be the 101 last year. Like if you have like you're on a team already with Jackson Dart, he's a guy that should have been 101. Like
You're the quarterback, or sorry, if you're a wide receiver, you should be tying yourself to the better quarterback. And right now, that's Dart over Cam Ward. I mean, I
yeah.
like Cam Ward a lot. I think he's going to grow. I think he's going to make some progress. But Dart's there right now, or he's better right now. And like you
Yeah,
said, he's very
and yeah, I'm sure Wanda would like to stay with the Giants. It's probably not his call. It's not like I don't want to be here. They're probably saying, go test it out. What they did with Saquon, go test it out. Come back to me though. Tell me what you got. And Saquon's
tell
like,
you that
yeah,
you're
I just have a Philly. Fuck you guys.
and like said, the Titans just like the Tony Pollard last year, like just always taking guys and just letting them fade into obscurity.
Yeah, the only thing with Waddle is he's still young. He's not like the Julio Jones, Andre Johnson, old guys that go there that just die. So, but like if they're like, hey, here's $28 million a year, and it's really hard to pass down. Really hard to pass down for a guy like Wandale Robinson's like, all right, except the Giants, who aren't gonna win at all, or go to the Titans, who still aren't going to win at all for way more. Probably, you're probably picking the Titans. It's still a business thing. You're setting your kids up for their entire life. So at that point, it's about that. David Njoku moving on from Cleveland.
Makes sense with Fannin being nasty.
Good for Fannin. Good for Njoku. I mean, good for anyone that leaves Cleveland, I think. I think that's massive. I mean, yeah, I don't know where the tight ends will go. I know people like the tight ends in this draft too. So,
Njoku's a guy I'd love to see go to like San Fran if they have concerns that Kittle's not going to be ready. Like,
ooh, that's a
because he could beat out Tonjes, I think.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CT&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I honestly
Oh,
think
yeah. I would think so. Absolutely. I think Njoku was still a hell of a freaking player. He was just hurt last year. And, like, you can't take anything that anyone does in Cleveland.
right.
Like, Jerry Jeudy, I think, is a great player. It doesn't matter. He's in Cleveland. It doesn't matter if he's great or not. He's in Cleveland. Like, these poor fucking guys. Kyler Murray and Geno are linked to Minnesota. Kyler's also linked to the Jets. For Kyler's sake, I hope he doesn't go to the Jets. I know him and Garrett Wilson could be fun, but it's still the Jets. It's just not going to work out.
Yeah, I'm shocked that Kyler's not more rumored to have like interest from Miami. I would love to see Kyler in Miami. I think it's a good fit. Him and Jaylen Waddle, I'd like to see work out. I think there's some opportunity there. But Geno, I don't know that I love Geno in Minnesota. I like him more than I like JJ McCarthy, put it that way.
Oh,
But
I like him ten times more than I like the thing with G. Let go back to Cleveland. People that are on there, same with the Raiders. If you watched Geno play it last year, you saw him get hit every single time. He can go to Minnesota and again be an upgrade. I mean, we saw what he did with Seattle. I'm not saying he's the same player. He might be broken from the Raiders, and I think you said it last year, like, this they could force him to retirement. Like, why would I play it down with you guys if there's no line and I'm gonna get hit and murdered every play? Does a toll on these guys. But I mean, they're upgrades, and they got to keep Jefferson happy, because you don't want to lose that guy.
And I do think that the Geno, I think it was already a foregone conclusion, but Geno being shopped around on the trade market just solidifies that they are drafting Fernando Mendoza and they're starting him day one. I think we already knew that, but I think that kind of makes it.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to see, like, who's the other guy of the Raiders, the backup for Geno last year,
No idea. Aiden O'Connell.
O'Connor. I'd love to see him start because I don't want Mendoza to start and get
And get
fucking
hurt, scared, or whatever.
humbled. But yeah. All right, let's get into some free agent predictions. We don't have to go through every single one of these guys. We can kind of laugh about some of these guys, but yeah, we'll start with the quarterbacks. I think we can skip Kyler because I think we just said, Minnesota, Jets, and then maybe Dolphins makes sense. So we can skip that. I guess I'll do the quarterback since I'm already talking about it. But Daniel Jones, they can't get a contract. They put a transition tag on him, I believe is what it is. So
Yeah, so he can go like shop and they
he can
get
shop and they can match. Yeah. I think he stays in Indy,
so do I.
especially if they're letting Pierce say go test. They got to keep one of them, and you keep the quarterback, and you're shopping A-Rich. So it's like good season last year, bad second half, but you can't go into next season with an aging JT with no quarterback. Like your window is this small.
Yeah, I mean, he looked good, then he got hurt and the team fell apart. Like, it is what it is. I'm hesitant to put that all on Daniel Jones. So, we'll see. I think if I'm Indy, I want to keep him in town as much as possible. I don't think he played badly enough that I would be cursing his name and, shipping him off. Then again, I find myself defending Daniel Jones like far too much for a guy that I don't think is that good, but
Yeah,
it's just possible.
I no, I mean, I'm the same way. Like the fact that we're saying they got to keep him 3 years.
It's the same argument we have all the time. Is he a top half of the league quarterback? Yeah, which isn't that hard to do because half of the quarterbacks in the league suck.
Well, like, and then like, we're saying, good for Sam Darnold. Like we're just hyping these guys up that were dead 3 years ago, and we m made fun of. Like if you told me 3 years ago, in 3 years, you're going to root for Daniel Jones. You're going to root for Sam Darnold. I would be like, you are hilarious. They're out of
Right.
the league. Nope, they're going to get paid $45 million a year, probably.
Like when Sam Darnold was washing out of the Jets after throwing 700 interceptions to the Patriots and saying that he saw ghosts, if you told me that he would be the 2025 Super Bowl winning quarterback, I would have laughed in your face so hard, so aggressively. But here we are.
Here we are. All right. Aaron Rodgers, free agent.
Yeah, it's either Pitt or he retires, I think.
Yeah, I'm trying to think about Pitt, Minnesota. I think you'll hear every quarterback linked to Minnesota too. But on the Pat McAfee show, he hasn't made a decision yet. I'm like, oh, we're doing this whole thing again. Are you fucking kidding me? Just say if you're gonna, by now, and don't screw this team. They have to start Monday to figure out who the quarterback is.
That's
Yeah,
really it. Like,
they
if you're going to play, tell them.
got Will Howard, great. But like, I don't know. There's 15 guys out there that they can sign. Like, at least be like, all right, can we at least get Mac Jones if you're not going to play? Like, give me a bridge guy for a year. Gardner Minshew, Drew Lock, like, just let me know. But no, it's like you're not that anymore, where it's like once you say it, it's going to change the entire NFL. Like, no one gives a shit, man. Russell Wilson, I put five guys. We laughed about that earlier.
It'll be Philly Whopper Burgers.
We can move on. This is an interesting one. Malik Willis, he could get paid. I think 30 mil is the
They're saying like
number they're
20 to
thinking.
30 million is like his anticipated range, and I hate it. Like,
And of course, he's linked to the Dolphins. I think that's the biggest team he's linked to. I mean, he's a when he plays, when Love's hurt, he does a great job, but also it's like a great offense with a lot of great weapons too. And he's been in that offense for a very long time.
I think
Meaning
he would be
it.
wise to take a little bit of a discount, stay as Jordan Love's backup in Green Bay, and just cash those checks and play here and there when asked. Like if he goes to Miami, I think I saw the Cardinals were an option for him. Either
Yep.
goes, he's asked to be a starter, lead these teams to victories. I think he's out of the league in a couple of years, and maybe he plays poorly enough that he can't latch on as a backup. Like we didn't see enough out of him in Tennessee that he looked like he had it, or that he was picking it up. And then Tennessee saw so little in him that they flipped over and took Will Levis, who also sucked. But I don't see it. I mean, like you said, he looked good when he played in relief of Jordan Love, but that team is great. He can throw, it's kind of just throw the ball up and somebody's going to go get it. And then you saw his durability issues again this year. Like, he was in for a hurt Jordan Love, and then he got hurt. He gutted it out, but he was hurt too after a couple of hits because he's a small guy.
Yep. Yeah, but I mean, if he's getting get paid 30 mil to go to one of the teams, he's like, yeah, I'm taking that.
Yeah, I mean, it's $30 million. It's hard to say no to.
Yeah.
It's easy for me to sit here on my couch and say, well, I would take less money to be a backup. It's like, no.
No, you wouldn't. I'm an honorable man, okay? God damn it. Kirk Cousins. He's a... Minnesota makes so much sense. Like, it makes so much sense. Why not?
That, you know, like, Justin Jefferson wants him back.
You know, the coach wants him back. You know, Addison wants him back. You know, Hockenson wants him back. I mean, great bridge guy and not a bad guy to learn for J.J. McCarthy to learn under. I think that makes a lot of sense. God, this guy is just I don't know, I don't want to say that word, but he's just Epsteining the entire league.
He's taking with... advantage of the entire league.
Like, yeah.
He's top five for career earnings in the NFL, in NFL history.
Like, one playoff win.
One playoff.
Yeah, it was like Brady, Peyton, Stafford.
I mean,
I don't know who, yeah. Then it was him. I'm like, are you kidding me? Maybe Aaron Rodgers or something like that, but all right, wide receivers. This guy, I think, you could argue to be the top receiver in the draft class. I know everyone says Alec Pierce, but Juwan Jennings is also a free agent, and I think he is could quietly be the best receiver in this class.
I think he's definitely the more complete receiver. Like, he does a lot more than Alec Pierce. Alec Pierce is a deep threat. I mean, he's a great deep threat, but Jennings is good all over the field. I'd see a very limited world where the Niners don't do what it takes to keep him, especially with their Brandon Ayuk drama unfolding. He's not technically released yet either, but like, he's not going to play for the Niners this year.
They haven't heard from him in months either. I think I'm sorry, Dallas, for your dynasty team, but I think I don't see him playing it
a
down anymore.
Story on Twitter, we should have done this in the news, that Ayuk neglected large portions of his team mandated rehab
and got hurt again or something.
Arthritis in his knee and will never be able to play football again.
I saw that too.
So that's good. 35
relief.
I want relief. I want salary relief.
On the last year, like, you could have used that 4 years ago, right?
Yeah, I could use it to get Jamar.
So yeah. Kittle's out to start the year. I think they got to keep Juwan.
Yeah.
Jennings, Pearsall's too injury prone. Like,
yeah, like him and Pearsall to at least keep the team semi viable. Again, very, very strong division. Like, they can't.
But they're always in it. They're always in it. They're always going to be a playoff team or right outside of it. So you always have a chance if you have the guys, and Juwan Jennings would be the guy there. Alec Pierce, Patriots.
So they're saying, I don't love it. I don't like the idea of trotting out. Let's imagine that they secure A.J. Brown, right? So it's A.J. Brown, Alec Pierce, Kayshon Boutte, Kyle Williams, Mack Hollins. Like, I don't love that as an offense. I think that makes A.J. Brown our please-do-everything receiver. Alec Pierce and Kayshon Boutte are splitting deep bombs here and there. I don't think that's necessarily the most functional offense. That being said, the deep ball to Alec Pierce from Drake May would be great to watch. I think I mentioned it before, though. I would rather see a team like Buffalo go after him, but I don't know if they have the cap space to make that work now, bringing in DJ Moore.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to the Moore trade, I was all over Alec Pierce to Buffalo.
Yeah, I think Buffalo's
Shakir paired really well together.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, Buffalo, Pierce and Shakir paired well together.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, I'll just say Pats because I don't know. I mean, I think the culture should keep him, but
Yeah, that really is it too. The Colts should find a way to keep him on the roster because
But
him
it
and
sounds like they got to work out a thing with Daniel Jones, so he's expendable. And then to keep him, they had to cut Pittman, which I think we all agree that I don't get that. But
You know, it's a great fit. Well, not maybe not a great fit, but you know, it is a fit. Is if AJ Brown moves to the Patriots, the Eagles go after Alec Pierce.
yep.
That would work. I mean, Hurts doesn't have the best deep ball in the game, but I think Alec Pierce can make it work. Daniel Jones doesn't
Yep.
have the deep ball in the game either.
True. All right, Wandale Robinson beats to the Titans.
Unfortunately.
Let's move on from that. Stephon Diggs. This is, I mean,
I saw a link to Ravens and Steelers. Both good fits.
yeah, it's a good fit. I heard Denver too, which I think would be a good fit as well with Sutton there. The very old room, but I mean,
Yeah,
yeah,
I
I
mean,
mean.
this year he's got plenty of tread left. Like he looked sharp in the
Looked
playoffs.
awesome last year. I know he didn't have a great playoff performance, but like, did you watch the games, guys? They're playing in snow. Like, no one had, like, if you're going off a performance, Drake May is the worst QB in the league. Like,
Like when you have 7 feet of snow on the ground every game, like, and
yeah.
Nico Collins had a tough game too. Okay. Like, I'm not going to say he's a bad receiver. Like, there's a ton of snow. DJ Stroud couldn't get the ball to him. I mean, same thing with the Denver game. Like, every wide receiver sucks. No, there's a ton of snow. You couldn't even see, you didn't even see the players on the field. You kind of just have to wipe those out, unfortunately. It sucks, but.
Yeah, snow or no snow too. It's like it's playoffs. You're playing a game to win, against the opponent. And if that means your best player is not getting stats, who gives a shit?
Oh, yeah, the coach should be the first one to tell you, we're going to run it every time. Figure it out.
Yep, and that's what they did.
Even if that means run it 3 times and punt and play field position, pin them, that's football.
Yep, Debo Samuel. I
Like,
saw him link to this to San Fran again.
yeah, I mean, it would make sense. Like we just said, they have a deficit of wide receiver talent over there. I think staying in Washington also makes a lot of sense. I don't know that they want to bring him back there. I think that team's old and kind of far away from competing, so I don't know if they want to pay him to kind of, I don't know, suck. But I mean, he probably wants to go to much more of a contender. I just don't know where it's going to pay him any extended number of years when he's already battled injuries for so long. I think he's a tough guy to sign to really any significant money.
Yep. Yeah, I'll say San Fran, but I'm not a guy I'm going to be super hot, like pumped wherever he signs. Like,
Yeah,
I don't know. He's at the age now where it's like, yeah, he's going to be wide receiver one now. Like, I don't know.
I could see him like trying to latch on like Carolina or something like that. Third option slot guy. You know, you have Tet doing the real wide receiver work, and he's kind of a gadgety type. They don't have a guy like that really right now. I don't know, just guessing.
Tyreek Hill.
L.A. Chargers.
Well,
That's where he's. I don't know if he's actually going to end up there.
they have Quentin Johnston, so they don't need him.
I don't think they need him, but that
I'm
was
kidding. I'm kidding. It was a joke.
like, I mean, Ladd McConkey, Quentin Johnston, who's the other guy they just drafted?
Trey Harris.
Trey Harris, yeah. Like, I think they're set at wide receiver, but as soon as he was available, LA was like all over making the call. And I would love to see him and Justin Herbert. You want to talk about a guy who can throw a bomb? We got wheels. But I don't know. What's his, like, what's his anticipated salary expectation? Like 20 million?
I don't know. I mean, he's in the middle of rehab right now too, so he could be a guy that you'll maybe see weight.
Go like the old Beckham route and sign with a contender and
Yeah, I mean, Chiefs are never off the table, but it also depends. Like, all right, is Mahomes ready? Is it worth it? Yeah.
He's not going to go back to play with whoever that bum was that played behind Mahomes. I don't even know his name.
More?
No, the
Henny? Minshew?
nope. Can't remember his name. I'll find it. Don't worry about it. Carry on.
Right. Rashid Shaheed, likely not back with Seattle.
That hurts. You know, I mean, I think we saw it coming, but. Still hurts. They traded for him. He thought he'd be there for a bit. He contributed quite a bit, especially on special
He
teams.
was a massive reason they got there too.
Yeah.
Yeah, Shaheed.
Chris Oladokun.
Oh, okay. That helps a lot. Thank you so much.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Shahid, Shahid. Yeah, I mean, with Suge looking good in New Orleans, I wouldn't mind seeing Shahid go back to New Orleans. But
yeah, that's not gonna happen.
Yeah, I don't think that's
gonna happen. I can see the Raiders overpaying for him too because they love these fast guys like that. He looks to be in a Raiders uniform, and I don't know if I love that.
Yeah, that is, like, makes a lot of sense, and I would hate that. If Wandale leaves the Giants, I wouldn't mind him landing in New York. A lot of people want to play in New York for some reason.
Yeah. All right, so we want a Mike Evans. He's going to test what?
Mike Evans stays in Tampa forever.
All right. Yeah, he's going to test it out there.
We've seen him do this, then we've seen him take pay cuts. I think he's a team guy. I think Tampa's still a team that can compete. Why would he go anywhere that can't?
Yeah, they were bad at the end of last year. They were always up and they were always losing the final play. Like, yeah, I mean, I'd love to see him stay in Tampa. Like, it's very rare these guys stay on the same team for their entire career. He's going into year 13, I think, so it'll be kind of good to see him there.
Get back to that 1,000 yards a year standard that he set.
Yep. Romeo Doubs.
See, like, I would want him to stay in Green Bay, but I don't think he wants to stay in Green Bay. Like,
yes, I think he wants to go somewhere else. And he also has Titans written all over him, too.
Yeah, like a place that he can go and be the number one.
Yep.
Pittsburgh, maybe.
Pittsburgh is a good spot, yeah. But yeah.
Did he ever cross? No, he wouldn't have played with Aaron Rodgers at all, but still,
no,
that'd be a cool spot. He could be, I mean, feasibly could be the number one there, day one.
Yeah,
not bad.
Hollywood Brown.
Ooh, Hollywood Brown.
Re-sign with KC for a $10 million deal.
Yeah,
sounds about right.
that's probably what I would suggest for him.
Yep.
He really just hasn't done anything. He's been hurt. Then Mahomes was hurt, and they never really got on the same page. And,
yeah, because when he came back, Mahomes was out, right?
Yeah,
I think
we've never got to see him and Mahomes really develop any on-field chemistry. I'd still like to see them have a shot at it, but I don't know. I'm not putting a lot of eggs in that basket at this point.
Yeah, well, I think Casey keeps him. Christian Kirk.
Probably.
I think it stays in Houston.
Yeah, stay in Houston.
Cheap deal.
They tried to sign Higgins and Noel. I mean, they did, but I think Kirk still has a lot of value. He looks good when he's on the field.
Yeah, I mean, he was huge in the playoffs. Massive. All right, get to the fun stuff. Running backs. Ken Walker.
I definitely think he gets overpaid by somebody else. I don't think he ends up in Seattle. I think Seattle should keep him, but I don't know that they have the money that he's going to get thrown at him. So it'll boil down to, does he want to stick in Seattle for shorter money than he's probably able to get, or go somewhere and take his payday? If I'm him, I'm probably taking the payday.
Same.
I mean, there's spots like if DeAndre Swift and like the Bears decide to part ways, that would be a great spot for him.
Massive spot, be huge. And I was gonna say the Bears is one team is a team I'd look at. KC is
paired him and Swift together. I love that, but I think they like Manungai.
Yeah, yeah. The Chiefs are linked to him as well, which makes sense.
Yeah, I would love that if Pat Mahomes is healthy. I kind of hate it for early on because Walker's going to get abused until Mahomes is back. And
mm-hmm.
You've seen him wear down quickly.
And then the Broncos is also a team I saw.
Broncos, I love. Broncos might be my number one, actually, because he can immediately be the number one guy there, and then RJ Harvey can work, you know, off of him, change of pace back, and
Yep,
whatever that do
do
to
what he does. All right, Travis Etienne.
I would be stunned if he doesn't end up sticking in Jacksonville.
Same.
I don't see a world where Trevor Lawrence is co-signing them letting him walk, especially if, as long as they can compete with whatever he's being offered. Why not? I understand them not tagging him at 14 plus million, but if they can get him at 10 a year, I like all day long.
Yep. Yeah, I think he stays there.
I think
James,
like
sorry.
who's the Javonte Williams got 8 a year. I think he's right in that same ballpark of player.
Yeah, I still think he's a little more than that, but
A
yeah.
little ball.
8, 9, 10. James Conner. If and when he was re released by Cardinals.
Yeah, he was one we talked about being in Denver too.
I said, yeah, Denver makes a lot. Like, if they don't get Ken Walker, I think that's a great fit for the Broncos.
Yeah, short money veteran kind of discount, got hurt, but I mean it was like a broken foot or something last year, right? It wasn't anything like ligament damage, so broken bones, whatever. He'll be healed up, he'll be ready to go day one. Another guy that he that RJ Harvey could kind of not play behind, that would be more like alongside, but could
Yep.
definitely learn a lot from James Conner and kind of how to play that position. I mean, you've seen a large evolution from James Conner over where he started as just like a bruiser power back behind Le'Veon Bell in Pittsburgh to where he is now. Yeah, I'd love that. I'd love Denver.
All right, Rico Dowdle. Sounds like he will not be back with Carolina.
Yeah, I mean, he's a guy that just keeps putting up good seasons and like not sticking in a place. Like he played fine for Dallas, left, went to Carolina, played great there. Now he wants to leave again, or they want him to leave. Who knows? They just love Chuba Hubbard so much. They're like, we don't even need anybody else. We have Chuba.
No, they got Jonathan Brooks coming back.
Yeah, for how many plays?
Three. What's the over under on DraftKings?
Yeah, honestly, it's
10
probably,
plays.
yeah, 10
Probably
plays.
10.
But Dowdle, maybe like if Aaron Jones gets cut, maybe he's a good fit in Minnesota.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah,
Yeah.
because I don't think Jordan. Yeah, I think him and Jordan Mason will be like kind of like fight to see who.
They look the exact same when they both have helmets on with the
Oh,
trim.
yeah, and they're going to be
There's no
like
real know who's
wearing the
who.
same number or
Yeah.
close to it. I can see the Titans getting him too, which doesn't make sense, but it's the Titans. I mean,
Think the Commanders might be one too. Like you have Austin Eckler hang him up, and then in go Dowdle and JCM.
yeah. Oh yeah, because they yeah, I don't think JCM's the long-term answer there. I
He
don't
showed
even
flashes,
think.
but he needs a lot of development, it looks like.
Yep. Yeah, you got put in a tough spot. Aaron Jones, next one. Pittsburgh, if Rodgers goes back there. But then
Yeah.
it's like, what are they going to have all these third down backs?
You see him going like New Orleans, like Kamara and him just being like an old pair of.
Yeah, but for him, like, do I want to go to the Saints? Like,
Yeah, he's probably trying to
what's
win.
the point? Bucks wouldn't be a
Bucks.
bad spot. Bucky
Justin
and him.
White leaves.
Yep. White's gone, so yeah. And so was Sean Tucker.
Yeah. Oof. Sean Tucker.
So yeah, actually Bucks I kinda like a lot.
Yeah.
Not fantasy wise. I think, the
No, none of these are
fantasy
good. Almost none of these are good
he's got
fantasy.
no. Well, let's get to a guy that could be good in fantasy, Tyler Allgeier.
Yeah, he's gonna go to Vegas and steal every single touchdown from JT, like he's not like he's dumb, but like he's very capable of doing.
Yeah, I could see the Raiders. Could also see the Titans too. I just say Titans because I just think Titans are going to sign one of these backs. Yeah, but we talk about like Steelers makes sense too.
I know the Giants have openly mentioned they want to load up on running back. They might draft one though, but if they don't, then all these guys we're about to talk are very much in play for the Giants.
Oh, the Giants. With him, Scabo, and Tyrone Tracy, it'll be a fantasy fucking nightmare.
And Devin Singletary.
I'm sure he's gone. What's his nickname again? Motor?
Motor. Oh, yeah, it was a motor.
Motor. I gotta sign Motor. Like, who the fuck is Motor?
Like, who do you make this?
Yeah. Thing? We don't need Saquon. We can get Motor for way cheaper. Great decision. Isaiah Pacheco.
I was gonna say Giants for him too, but I just let the cat out of the bag too early on that one. I do think he's gone. I don't think he's going to be in KC.
Or if he is, he's just there. It's not a, you know, they might re-sign him back up. I think that injury killed him.
Yeah.
But I think KC was a great fit for him on such a good team that's up a lot and he can run the way he does. If he goes a team where they're even down by a little bit, it's going to be tough for him to get on the field.
I would despise it for fantasy, but if he went to like Cincinnati to be the backup to Chase Brown.
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah. I mean, I think for fantasy, you're not like, I'm banking on it. Cause I think no matter where he goes, he's going to be backup. If not, then great. It's a win. But
you say though, if he's not a backup, he's probably going to Tennessee where he's going to suck as a starter. Like,
yeah, and Tennessee's going to be split too. Like, it's Tony Pollard, him, and Tajay Spears. Like, no matter where he goes, it's going to be a backup or a split. So, Brian Robinson, the Commander should have kept him, but that's just me. I don't think he goes back there at all. I think that team that
you could hang around in San Fran, just keep
back. I think San Fran's a good spot. Yeah.
CMC's bound to get hurt. Why not hang around San Fran? It's a good spot to be. They could win some games, and you can play deep into the season.
That was easy. Rashad White. This one's interesting because we all think, or at least me and you think, that he's still a very good player. It's hard to win an argument with that based off of the numbers the last 2 years.
Yeah.
This is going to be an interesting one because I think he can go to a place where he can start or just go to a place where he's not – buried, but just part of a mix. And in my mind, I just don't see him going to a place where he's going to be a starter. I
see him taking like a short money, like prove it deal kind of year. And like with the Patriots letting go of Antonio Gibson, I wouldn't be surprised to see them try to get him on like a $4 or $5 million deal for one.
Boy, I like that. Fantasy wise, no, but I mean,
fantasy he would be useless. But like,
yeah.
If you get an injury to Stevenson or Henderson, he fills both roles. Like, he's serviceable. He's not going to play special teams, though, which is a bit of a problem.
Good pass blocker.
He's a great catcher of the football. He might be able to flex out into the slot.
Yes. God, that RB4 season a couple years ago was a lot of fun to watch. Kenneth Gainwell.
He should stay in Pittsburgh.
I think Pittsburgh is a great fit.
I hear that, but he looked really, really good last year, and him alongside Jaylen Warren works. So
yeah, and even if, like we said, a couple of these backs could go to Pittsburgh, it's fine. But Kenneth Gainwell lined up in the slot a lot last season. They don't have a lot of receivers.
He made some crazy catches.
He's what? I mean, what's our bet again? Are we doing good? Who's the best third down back in the league? Even though we can't prove it with stats, right, because fantasy doesn't matter about that. yeah, I think is one of the best third down backs in the league, and it was good to see him leave Philly because they don't use the third down back. They like to use, you know, this Saquon or a lead back, and I don't know. It was good to see him finally get to a place where he was actually used. And wow, this guy's fucking good. Najee Harris. This is tough because it's just like what could have been last year, I think, would have been a lot of fun with him and Hampton. And they ended up both getting hurt. So it's.
Run it back, see if we can get him to play.
Yeah. I mean, for them, it's like, hey, you're not going to get paid anything. You were hurt last year. So, yeah. And we paid you $8 mil. So do you want to just come back for six? And
well, and I mean, Hampton said that he has his own durability issues. So, you know, bring Harris back, hope he's healthy and can play and really split time with these guys while they both kind of probably round into shape.
Yeah, and like you've seen like players for the Chargers, like these backs succeed. If it's Jared Patterson a couple years ago, if it's what was it, Kwadi Vidal last year, these guys aren't great, but that offense, just a run heavy offense, and they have the plays there to make almost anyone good. And you know, if Najee Harris is there when Hayden goes down, Harris is maybe a RB1, at least a high-end
Yeah, if the
RB2.
line stays healthy, I mean,
If, and
for
it's a
much
big
as we
if.
want to bash on Justin Herbert for not having top-tier stats, the league still respects Justin Herbert as a competent quarterback. They have wide receiver talent, so they can't just load the box and stop your run. So you've got space to operate. I mean, it's a good spot to be. I
Yeah, I think Chargers make a lot of sense to go back. Austin Eckler,
think he hangs him up. He was already in the broadcast
same.
last year.
Yep, Austin Eckler hangs them up. J.K. Dobbins, this is tough because no matter where he goes, he's not going to play for you in December and January.
Yeah, he might be like a late signing too. Like he'll hang around as a free agent for a bit and some team will pick him up kind of at the last minute. Like, hey, we'll take him
Yeah,
up.
like which team needs the RB that didn't get one? That's where he's going.
Like teams are going to see what happens in the draft before they go after guys. That much I can almost
Oh
guarantee.
yeah, yep. And it's probably the same with Harris too. All right, to end it, tight ends: Travis Kelce,
KC
Chiefs.
will retire.
David Njoku.
I
What
would
did we
love
say
to keep
before?
Grant like we talked about, but
Yep. Well, let's do San Fran. Isaiah Likely. This is an interesting one.
Yeah, he's the Patriots, Massachusetts native, and we released Austin Hooper. Could be cool.
Could be cool, but it's not good for my Hunter Henry shares.
No, not good for 100 shares.
Again, like I said about Pat Freiermuth, if I'm banking Hunter Henry to win me a league, I have a lot of bigger issues.
To be fair, though, Mark Andrews and Isaiah Likely did coexist.
Yeah, and I mean, they do different things too, so they're going to be both on the field, especially if there's no digs and they don't fill a void. He could be huge.
Yeah, Likely was on a podcast that I saw too, and he kind of just openly was like, I would love to play for the Patriots. I'm still a Patriots fan. Like, okay.
All right, let's go Pats. Chig Okonkwo, we're
Stays in.
going deep. Stays in Tennessee. K. Dotton.
Probably should stay in Tampa. Will take whoever pays him the most
Yeah, it's one of those, like, I don't care anyways.
Yeah,
I really don't. Dallas Goedert, I think we talked about before. Denver's a good fit.
with Washington and Zach Ertz being on the outs. I know they have Sanott there, but Goddard could fit in Washington if they want to continue to add old players to their already old team.
Okay. All right. That will do it.
All right, that's it for this episode of Top Shelf Fantasy. Scott Milne, Corey Dow signing off. And remember, volume is king, touchdowns lie, and championships are built, not bought. See you next week. Keep it top shelf.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode, and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at RSS.com.